Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome, everyone, to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Sandra Jove, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Finger Ajitafe. Today's topic for discussion is the power of worship. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry.
Everyone of us to this show. For tonight's broadcast, I really apologize for the last 2 weeks because of technical problems that we are unable to make the broadcast. But glory be to God, the creator of heaven and earth, that has made it possible for us today for this broadcast. As the presenter has just said, today's topic is the power of worship. Power of worship. Worship. What is worship? Value by an individual, irregardless of the content and quality. Like we usually have to say, we live in the sphere of the words, that is spoken words. And the irony in life is that everything by words. When I say by words, it could be what can be expressed in by numbers, by emotion. It could be expressed by spoken word, by actions, or by reactions. But yet, there is no consummation or a perfect description of the word, of a things by word, especially when we move a little bit to the realm of unknown. Today, we would like to just have a small discussion about the power of worship. When I say power of worship, worship who? There are diverse of things human beings can worship. Many do worship their gifted skill. Many worship their wealth. Many like to worship their skills. And in general, human beings tend to worship the appearance. Having said this, we cannot base our worship on appearance, because I would like to discuss about worshiping a divine. I'm not talking about an entity, because when we talk about an entity, we are not given a perfect for worship the deity, the one I'm referring to. As we know, this broadcast is an apologetic. We have a belief, and the belief is that we believe that there is God, created heavens and earth. Any ideology that is not in support of creationism, we do not accept it. Having said this, it is true that someone said, believe your beliefs and doubt your doubt. And do not be like a skeptic who always believe their doubts and doubt their belief. Before I give the scripture and a little presentation, I just want to start when we read the book of Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 to 5, and I will read quickly. Sorry, before I continue, I would like to just apologize for my voice or for this broadcast. I'm just getting better from bad cold, and I pray the Almighty God, in the name of His Son Jesus Christ, I am healed and I claim it. Genesis chapter 1, from verse 1 to 5, in the New King James Version. He said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Well, like I said, when the Bible says in the beginning, that means in the beginning of the beginning. And that when we try to analyze this thing by logic or by the word, we will see somebody that is outside the beginning. And we still see something that is before the beginning of this Genesis. And what was that? What was that was the earth which was without form, which was void and covered with darkness. And fourthly, the heart in which the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. This beginning killed the beginning that God said, let there be light. So, like I said, the power of worship, because I want us to have the understanding why we have to choose to worship God. There's no logic that can even give a correct analysis to this. Science have tried, they fail. People can mislead people. But this is the simplicity of the world. And the reason why people cannot get the grasp of this is because they don't have the light. I want us to know that the light that God commanded here in verse 3 is different from the light of sun, the moon, that was the creation, the fourth creation. I'm not going there. But I want to establish that to know God, someone must have the light of God. Just like to drive a car, you must know how to drive a car. To be a doctor, I have the training to be a doctor. To be a lawyer, you must go and be trained to be a lawyer. Don't make mistake. Somebody can be trained to be a lawyer and not be a good lawyer. The same thing appears in every trait of life. Therefore, we want to go into tonight's real topic, the power of worship. In this simplest word, when somebody does very nice things, as for instance, at a job, if an employee is recognized by the employer, there is a probability that the employee will perform more and perform excellently. For the employer to appreciate the employee, he wanted the employee to have the awareness that as an employer is appreciating what his employee is doing. The power of worship. As I was said, as we have read in the book of Genesis, when God created everything, what I said, the beginning that we read is beginning of the beginning. And the whole show was without form. And God alone consulted himself, and he commanded the illumination, the light. The light he commanded is the light, the understanding of the chaotic situation. Because when you read perfectly in verse 2, he said the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. By the definition of darkness, in the literary world, is the absence of light. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. This is a chaotic situation, a disorganized things. But God, the creator of everything, knows everything. He's someone inside. He commanded the understanding. Because within the problem is solution. But to God, the solution is to have the spirit of understanding of the problem. And when God consulted himself, he brought out the illumination and he started the work. Because if there is no understanding, if God just saw this chaotic situation as it was in that beginning, and there is no perfect understanding, there is a probability that the world will remain chaotic. Because it's just like you are driving a car, and you suspected something wrong with your car, But because the mechanic does not have the proper understanding of the problem of the car, instead of having the understanding to fix the real problem, he fixed something that was not necessary. We all know and agree that the car, we still have the problem. But we are serving a living God that in him is the wisdom. When God commanded the illumination, he set in order everything he wanted to create it. And since that beginning, it remained as it was and sustained by the Creator. All powers that we know, gravity, skill, intelligence, emotion, and the will, which are the three personalities. God that possesses these three attributes, intelligibility, emotional, and the will, created man in his own image so that man can rule what he has consciously, intelligently created. And he does not leave man as facts. He created man in his own image. That is, man possesses is not as quality as God, because you cannot compare your image to your real object. He made man look like the object, but they are not the same. So man possesses the will, the emotion, and the intellect. So, why God has to allow this? If you have your time, you can read the book of Genesis from chapter 1, verse 1 to 20, to the end. You will see what I'm saying. But what we are trying to do tonight is about the power of worship. Man is so endowed with a sophisticated intellect, will, and emotion. A sophisticated, everything God has created look like, because if God, in the beginning, can solve the problem of the chaotic situation that is, whiteness of the heart, the formlessness of the heart, and the darkness that is covering the heart, and as the Spirit of God is hovering over the water, if he can summon, consult himself, and command the understanding within this problem, and God was able to resolve all this problem. Human being that he is created in his own image, he gave us that will, intellect, and emotion to solve the mystery that is surrounding our world today. When I say world, is W-O-R-L-D, world, today. Because the real meaning of world is the system. There is another counterpart, the entity, spirit being. This is devil. But it's not in his image of God. But they are so powerful. Just like the soul of man is immaterial. But the soul of man in the image of God has the attribute of God. In the spirit beings, we have the fallen angel and the angel of God. God has made man to solve this mystery. But unfortunately, sometimes we think we are in control. And that is why sometimes even I'm talking to a Christian today, those that have professed the reality of God, those that are trembling before God Almighty. I want us to know that God deserves to be worshipped. And how do I know this? He said this in the book of Psalm 107. Psalm 107, verse 8 said, "All that man will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." It is man that were able to discover how to tame a lion and turn the instinct, suppress the instinct of lion to become a domestic animal. Man, in the image of God, was able to construct another law to counteract or to displace the natural law. But devil is a deceiver. And what he does is to come to deceive us, making man thinking that he is in control. And the God has given the whole world to man to rule. But just like an employee, as good as he could be, he is still accountable to his employer. No matter what we as human beings can achieve on this world, on our earth, we see accountable to the owner, the creator, and the giver of everything. Because in appreciating him, in worshiping him, we make him feel good. Just like an employee that is diligently do what he's supposed to do. And one thing I want us to know, this is a game. For the Bible said, everything God created, all things he created, they were good. Even if you think about darkness, it is good. The only thing we need is to get the light. Because when there is light, darkness must disappear. So, there is power in worshiping God. And as we are journeying this year, as you are tuning into this broadcast, I want us to know that there is no problem with a solution. But I'm not talking about the temporary solution that man can give. Because man can make you happy for a temporarily. Because we are just an administrator. Human being, no matter in what capacity, is not God. That is why I read from the book of Genesis that when God sees what was happening in the beginning, he consulted himself and he said, "Let there be light." As you are tuning in into this broadcast, when we worship God for what he has created, he can reveal the solution within our voidness, our healthiness, our formlessness, and our darkness that's covering our life. But we must worship him. We have to recognize him. We have to submit into him. We have to let him be our Lord and Savior. Because he is the one that created heaven and earth. So, in this year 2014, I will advise us as a listener, our solution to our problem is embedded in recognizing the Creator of all things, both good and bad. Because in the book of Colossians, he said, all things were created by him, for him, and with him. So, in worshiping God, just like employee was doing what is right, never go to work late, do what the employer wants. That is a spirit of worship. Just like the employer is going to compensate the employee. Yeah, there will be a time of a special recognition. So also, as believer, we have to worship God. Then he's going to reveal the solution to our problem as we go this year. Thank you for listening. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please tune in for another broadcast on Sunday, February 2nd, 2014, in which the topic will be the rules of law at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in, and may God bless you. Thank you.